Amen. Boy, what a joy it is to be in camp meeting. Go ahead and get your phones out and take a picture of your cameras. Instagram it, tweet it, Facebook it. For you're looking at the most humbled and blessed man that you'll look at today. What a joy it is to be able to stand right here where countless men of God has stood and preached. And it's my joy and it's my honor. And I'd like to ask you, if you will, to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 20 this morning. I feel like this is where God would have us to preach, but the Lord spoke to my heart the other day when Brother Fox preached and laid a thought on my heart, and I'd like to share it with you if I could. Settle my nerves, it'd be all right. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. None else can heal all my soul's diseases. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about my struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Listen to me. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one, no, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. I wonder how many of you know him this morning. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter number 20, I told you chapter 20, but I meant chapter 22. Ain't too many pages away, but Ezekiel chapter number 22, the Lord laid a thought on our heart earlier in the week, and I've just felt like that if I had the chance and if I had the privilege to stand, that this would be what God would lay on our heart. And then last night, Brother C.T. presented Brother Dagenhart the plaque that he hadn't had that verse of Scripture on it that we're going to look at this morning. And I pray that you'll pray for us as we try to preach. And I got about a 30-minute message. I'm going to cram into 15, and we got to get after it. Amen? In the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 22, you'll find in verse number 30, and I sought for a man. I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But sadly, I found none. I'm glad this morning that he's still looking. I want to report to us this morning that he's still looking. And I want you to know this morning, I love preachers, man. I love men of God, and I can identify. Firemen have this bond, they identify with one another. And doctors, they can identify one with another. And I can identify with preachers. I can identify with pastors, because you know what? I know what we go through. Amen. But sitting right over there early in the week, it was Thursday night, Brother Jamie was looking out across this congregation of people, and he was looking for Brother Gravely to preach on Thursday night. Well, he was just sitting there in his chair, and he had this microphone in his hand, and he was just looking. He was just trying to find Brother Gravely. And I begin to think about that, and I begin to think about our Lord, how he comes by here on a Thursday morning, on a Wednesday morning. And I can just imagine, if you'll imagine with me, I got one of them spiritual imaginations. Let's put the Lord in this chair right here this morning and just let him look around. As he's looking around, if somebody might come
come by and said, Lord, what you looking for? I believe the Lord might say, I'm looking for a man. Amen. You say, well, what kind of man you looking for, Lord? I believe the Lord would stand and say, I'm looking for a man that'll stand and fight in these days. Because I want you to know something, young'uns. We're going to have a fight on our hand if things continue to go the way they're going. But I want you to know something this morning. You may not be a preacher. You may not be a pastor. But you probably know one. You probably got one. Amen. So I want you to know something. I want you men of God to be encouraged. And I want you church members to be encouraged that we've got a fight on our hand. And God's looking for some men and women that'll stand and fight for what's right in these days that we're living. My mind goes over into the book of 2 Samuel chapter number 23 when the Bible begins to lay out for us David's mighty men, and there was one of them mighty men. I believe his name was Shammah. He had a field full of lentils. Amen. He had a field full of peas. And the Bible tells us there was a day came that the Philistines came, and all those folks that was with this man had done and fled. But the Bible tells us he stood right in the midst of his pea patch. And he said, everybody else may run. Everybody else may turn away and go. But I've made my mind up that I'm in the middle of what God's put me in. And I'm going to fight for what's right. Would to God somebody in these days we're living would just stand up when the rest of the world runs. Somebody else stand up and say, I'm right where God wants me to be, and I'm going to fight to the bitter end. Too many people wanting to quit. Too many people wanting to quit. But I say somebody ought to roll your sleeves up and fight. I got to hurry. Lord, what are you looking for? The Lord says, I'm looking for a man that'll fight. I'm looking for somebody that'll just stand in these days that we're living. Lord God, give us some people that'll stand. Lord, what kind of man you looking for? The Lord says, I'm looking for somebody that'll fight, but I'm also looking for somebody that'll follow me. John chapter number 6. In verse 666, the devil stepped in. Because the Bible tells us from that time on, many turned and no longer walked with Jesus. Jesus directs his attention to them that's left and says, you two are going to run off and leave me? But Simon Peter said, Lord, we ain't got nowhere else to go. Simon Peter says, Lord, you the man. Simon Peter says, Lord, I don't know what they've all run off to, but we're following after the greatest phenom that's ever walked on this earth. I don't know why anybody want to quit following after you, Lord. There's been a many times on Monday morning. There's been a many times on Thursday nights. We've wanted to lay it down and quit walking. We get so discouraged we want to throw up our hands and quit. But I got something I want to tell y'all this morning. It'll be worth your while if you'll just get a little bit of grit about you, get a little bit of grit down your crawl and just keep on following after the one. He'll never lead us astray. He'll take us right to where his blessings will be on us. Somebody ought to just fight. Somebody ought to just keep on following. Don't follow after what the men say. Don't follow what the brethren say. Amen. Well, I get to thinking about that. But get all morning this morning, I would to God, Lord help me right here. All morning this morning, I was a nervous wreck. I wish Brother Steve hadn't called me. I wish he just came over and told me. Because all morning, I was a nervous wreck. My precious wife, she said, just get up there and be you. For you see, we got an epidemic going on in this country around the brethren. We want to be like somebody else. We want to preach for the next appointment. We want to crawl in the pulpit more concerned about our calendar than we do the Word of God. Don't you know something, Miss Morning Youngins? As I told you a while ago, I'm honored. I'm humbled to be right here. But if you like me or if you don't like me, as one man of God, hallelujah, I'm going to follow after him. And that's my precious Savior. Hallelujah to God. I don't care what you like about me. I don't care what you like about nobody else. But there's a God in heaven that I'm a following after. And as long as he's got his hand on me, and as long as I can look up every once in a while and he's got a thumbs up, boy, I'm just going to keep on plowing, keep on following him, and to him be the glory. Amen. We just need some men that'll follow him, not follow the brethren. Lord, what are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for some men that'll fight. I'm looking for some men that'll just stay with me and follow me. Lord, what kind of men, what kind of women, what kind of Christian are you looking for? I believe the Lord will say, I'm just looking for some folks that'll finish well. I'm just looking for somebody that'll finish. I'll leave you with this. 1968, in the Summer Olympics in Mexico City, Mexico, there was a marathon that was ran. It took folks through the town of Mexico City. Took folks through the mountainside, the outer skirts of town. One of them marathons where they just get out and run. Never have figured that out. Why anybody want to run somewhere where you can drive? But there's a running, this marathon, you see. There's a running. And the whole field took off when the gunfire went off and they began to run. Somewhere out on the outskirts of town where the crowd wasn't so much out there cheering, it was just the runners left to run. There's a runner from the small country in Africa called Tanzania running across them rocky mountains and he stumbled along the way. Story goes and tells his brother Paul that he fell down through the ditch and down off the side of that mountain and no boy just beat the fire out of him. Bruised him, cut him, just battered, just a big old mess. The whole field went on by him. They began to just continue to run on. Story goes that they had some rescuers come and pull him up out of the ditch. Somebody ought to shout right there. I'm glad he can steal four folk out of the ditch. Stopped by there and pulled him up and nursed him back to health and stopped the bleeding on the open wounds. He picked himself up and began to run. Ran on the rest of the race and got on into Mexico City. All the other runners had got there. All the celebrations was over. They'd done crown first place, second place, and third place, and everybody had begun to disperse out of the stadium. But they hear sirens and they hear the yell of people on the outskirts of the arena. All the attention gets focused on the entrance of the stadium, and here comes a man who's beat, who's battered, who's got a limp about him. He's surrounded by those that's ready to catch him if he falls. Hallelujah. He begins to run on into the stadium. He's a limping on, maybe holding his wounds. He goes, and as soon as he crosses the finish line, he collapses under the pressure of the pain and the hurt. They haul him off to the hospital, fix him up, get him all took care of. The news media comes to his room and says, can we ask you, what was it that drove you so much to finish that race? That Tanzanian man said, my country sent me 7,000 miles, not just to start this race, but to finish it. I want you to know there's a God in heaven who set this church down here. He didn't put us down here just to start the race. I want you to know we got to finish, and we got to finish well. There might be some of you here this morning right on the verge of throwing in a towel. Well, let me get around you and cheer you on and let you know you might be beat, you might be battered, but you got to keep on, keep it on. God's looking for some men that'll fight. God's looking for some folk that'll fight. Looking for some folks that'll follow him. Quit worrying about the brethren. Get God's stamp of approval on your life. And he's looking for some folks that'll finish. And with that, I'm done. God bless you.